Nashville, former President Trump will be addressing the delegates on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 8 points, the Nasdaq off 169, and the S&P trading 27 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news couldn't be better for a week in February. I tell you, lots of sunshine again today. A little warmer than yesterday with a high around 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight, low 37. Tomorrow's high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday, I think we're in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine. The risk of showers holding off until Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning, but not much. And dry weather returns for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Alabama death row inmate is suing the state to stop Alabama's use of nitrogen gas executions. Convicted murderer David Wilson's lawsuit claims the method is cruel and unusual punishment and argues that nitrogen gas asphyxiation is inherently inhumane and would be particularly painful. The Montgomery Fire Rescue Department graduated 14 new firefighters on Friday. The class began with 23 candidates back in July. The course centered on 12 weeks of EMT training, followed by firefighting and suppression technique classes. Congratulations to Montgomery's 14 new certified firefighters. Former Auburn running back and assistant coach Carnell Cadillac Williams is expected to be named the Las Vegas Raiders' new running backs coach today. Cadillac Williams was initially hired as Auburn's running backs coach by former head coach Gus Malzahn back in 2019. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
We are back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. What?
Are you excited to be
back? I'm fired up.
Very excited.
Yeah, it's the third hour. We only get three every day. That's all that they'll give us.
You like, I'm excited because I'm almost done with y'all?
I didn't say it that way.
That's kind of how it felt.
Yeah. Got a lot of stuff to do. Lots of things to talk about. I want to jump off what Dr. Tankersley said about the excess deaths. And he was giving us the numbers. 2022, 496,000 excess deaths. 2023, I think it was the first 6 months, 156,000. And I asked the question about how they calculate excess deaths. And if people understand kind of how these things work, they take the number of deaths, they put them on a, is it called a, it's a graph. Okay, so there's a vertical axis, a horizontal axis, and they're like deaths in this year, and there's a little bar, a little dot, and then deaths in this year, and then the next year, and the next year, and the next year, and you end up with, and you can fit a line.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then as the line goes beyond this year's data, it points out where, how many deaths you should have next year and how many deaths you should have the next year, because it's based on a law of averages. And what happens is they have this line, and then if there's something like the flu or some sort of
bubonic plague crazy event,
maybe it's a natural disaster, tsunamis and earthquakes and stuff, and you end up with more people dying than the line says there should, those are excess deaths. They're extra deaths. They're more deaths than we think they should have. So I was asking Dr. Tankersley, have they changed that? Because like when you fit a line to the dots, mm-hmm. you can do it visually. That's mm-hmm. probably works as well as anything. And if your last couple of years are high, that will cause the line to jack up a little bit. It makes your ramp a little steeper.
Right.
Which means that the projected number out there is a higher number, which means you have to have way more excess deaths, but they don't call them excess deaths anymore because they're under the line now. Does that make sense?
Oh.
So your line that points out here, your ramp, your bicycle ramp.
Your excess deaths just become your new normal.
Yes. So you jack it up and you say, oh, well, now you end up with, and they can, the government will come out and say things like, oh, there were fewer deaths.
Scott Bison.
Fewer excess deaths. Don't
so
worry
smart.
About it. Now, there's people listening who are like, Mr. Beeston, that's not how it works. Because that is not how it works. Oh, really? This is one of those times where I'm like, I just love being right. Mm. The standard, which I believe is a European standard, yes, out of the UK,
Listen to this headline. Excess deaths in 2023, a third of previous estimates. They have less excess deaths.
Mm.
But that's not all of the headline. Here's the rest of the headline. Excess deaths in 2023, a third of previous estimate, comma, new method suggests.
Interesting.
The new estimates better reflect the growth and aging of the population.
Oh, because the boomers are getting old.
The article literally says, here's the first sentence, a new method of calculating the number of excess deaths in the UK has produced a much lower figure than previously estimated.
Fantastic.
Excess deaths are the number of deaths above what would be expected in a normal year and can show the impact on the public of health emergencies such as periods of extreme weather or outbreaks of viruses like flu and COVID-19.
Does it mention climate change?
The figures have traditionally been estimated by comparing the number of deaths in a particular period with the average number of deaths in the same period in the previous years. But the Office of National Statistics said, quote, we've led the development of a new method for estimating the number of excess deaths across UK countries. Julie Stanborough talks us through the data released today and how this new method will give us a better understanding in this complex area. Translated in Alabama words is we've changed the way we do the calculation so you don't think extra people are dying. That's what it is.
That was so entertaining. Do it again.
I can't.
Are you exhausted?
I'm only good for once. I'm not as good as I once was, but what is it? But I am one time. I don't. It's a country music song. The sheesh. And listen to this. So you remember how I said, well, you just adjust to how many people died in your excess year, and it pushes it up. The contrast between the sets of figures, particularly the sharp difference in the numbers for 2023, shows how estimates of excess deaths can change when adjusted for trends in the population size, age structure, and mortality rates. They literally said they changed the way they did it based on how many people were dying. This is just like when Alabama decides they're going to fix the graduation rate. In school.
We know how well that worked.
Okay, we've got too many people not graduating. What should we do? Well, we could teach them how to read and write. Nope, too hard. Just give them a diploma and say they graduated. Well, yeah, but they can't read and write. I said, give them a diploma and say they graduated. Graduation rate problem fixed.
Hmm.
This is fantastic. I know this isn't the nerd section of the world, but this is...
No, it's good. It's good for people to have to think through. Again, it's what we say all the time. Don't just read the headlines. Like, use your critical thinking to dig deeper and to think through all the possibilities because they're totally manipulating the data.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So here was the other one that y'all want to hear about. Let's see. Was it Mike Allen? Yes. I promised this one, and we'll get to Papa B momentarily. When I say former Attorney General Bill Barr, what kind of pops into your head? Big Trump man, big MAGA guy, out there, Trump. For Trump.
You want me to tell you what I think of him now or what I thought of him then?
I want to know what you thought of him day before yesterday. I saw the
curmudgeon.
Look. I saw that. There was an Elvis Presley snarl. One side of her lip went up.
You saw that.
It was quick.
I might use my new favorite word. You know this.
I know it.
Why don't you know it?
Dingus?
Dingus.
It's not weenus anymore?
No, I do like weenus smacker.
Maybe he's a dingus weenus smacker.
He's all those things.
Everyone who's new to the show, by the way, the weenus is at your elbow.
Yes, it's a little fold.
It's a little fold on your elbow.
So don't panic. Nobody panic.
There's some moms in the car. They're like, oh my gosh, close
your ears. Well, yeah, there's a 3-year-old in the back of a car somewhere going,
we throw around about 7 times
weenus
a day.
Weenus everywhere.
And what if we talk about, like, that your epidermis is showing?
Remember when you were 7 and you'd say that to each other and you're like, oh, a woo-woo.
Do we want the 3-year-olds in the back to pick up dingus or weenus?
Dingus.
Dingus is better?
Yes.
I'm not really sure what it... I know it's not flattering, but I've had to use that on my kids before. Like, what are you... What? You're being a dingus.
It's just a funny word.
I don't know. That's what I'm afraid of.
I'll look it up.
Urban Dictionary.
All right, so okay. Bill Barr is a dingus and a...
And a wimp.
Curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Because he was appointed by Trump, right? And then he just spends this whole thing, nothing to see here when it comes to the 2020 election being stolen.
We're safe.
Is it dumb, eh?
No, it's...
Dim-witted, silly, or foolish person.
Yeah.
Dingus.
Yeah.
I love the word dimwit.
Yes.
Anyway,
dimwit.
Dimwit.
So Bill Barr was kind of a, as Craig would say, getting to be a hemorrhoid. And just can't, you know, no matter how much preparation, just he kept just popping up, and it's just a pain. And so he goes to a group, it's called the Forum Club of Southwest Florida. He's at a lunch in Naples. And he suggested, this is according to Mike Allen over on the Twitter X's. He suggests that if the election is between Trump and Joe Biden, he would vote for Donald Trump.
Oh,
and that has caused people to have a stroke. And here's what he said. This is the quote. Voting for Trump is playing Russian roulette with the country. Okay, you get it. Mm. You vote for Trump, you spin the little, what do you call it?
I wish we had the cylinder.
Spin the cylinder on the revolver, click. You're playing Russian roulette with the country.
Okay.
Voting for Biden is outright national suicide.
Yeah, that makes him less of a dingus, because that's using your brain.
He's just a dingy.
He's just
now.
A ding.
I said that to one of my more liberal friends, earlier in the last couple of days, and it was disturbing to them, because this is somebody that they have made as Bill Barr is a hero. Bill Barr says nothing was wrong with the 2020 elections. Bill Barr made sure that the FBI, the DOJ, everybody just stood down, watched all the shenanigans go on. Nothing to see here. Let's make Joe Biden the president of the United States. That is this Bill Barr. Says voting for Trump is playing Russian roulette with the country. Voting for Biden is outright national suicide.
Whom does Bill Barr suggest then?
He says he'd vote for Trump. If that's the two choices.
Well, if that's
because when you play Russian roulette, you might survive.
You got a 50-50 shot.
It's better than six.
Joe Biden is a single shot shotgun that you're playing Russian roulette with.
Certain death.
You've put the shell in, you've locked the breech,
one-to-one.
Pull the trigger, dead. At least with Trump, you got a chance to survive. That's how bad Joe Biden is.
Okay. The left can't handle, though, and this is what, as much as one of my favorite memories of Bill Barr, I can't remember. Do y'all remember him and Trump were on stage? And they both started giggling about something. And it was actually really cute. It's like Bill Barr, he kind of started shaking. He was trying to keep it together. And then Trump was talking, and they were giving each other the side eye. It was kind of cute. It was before they had their falling out. But what the left can't handle, I say that because... That kind of gave me hope. Like, maybe he's not just the dingus that I think he is today. What the left can't handle is that, hey, Republicans are free thinkers. Like, you don't have to pigeonhole us into one.
Right.
You know, two things can be true at once. You got a better shot with Trump, and maybe the election wasn't stolen.
Right.
But the left can't handle that, because if you stray from the narrative, if you stray from the path you're on, they can't. Panic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Panic.
Have you seen the comedian who says he says something about he might be a Republican and he was hanging out with the conservatives or whatever, and he goes through this whole list of things that that they disagree with, and the conservatives are like, that's all right, you can still be in our group. And then he's like, with my liberal friends, it's like, agree, and then it's like, I don't know, it's climate change. Maybe we won't die in 12 years or something. And they're, you're a fascist. I hate your guts. I hope you die.
Yeah.
And
that's
kind of how it is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take you if you agree on most things. But, the left, it is litmus test after litmus test, and you better answer right.
Which one would you rather have? Because the left is extremely effective. Like, they get stuff done.
They do.
But do you want to be just an ant marching?
I don't.
You know?
It's like the meme of the lion that's in the cage. and it says perfectly safe, well taken care of, well fed, has everything it needs. And then it shows the lion out on the prairie or whatever
on
it
the
is,
rock.
The savannah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one has nothing provided for it. I want to be that one. Yeah. But a lot of Americans want to be in the cage. Yeah. They do. They're begging for their 15-minute city, which is a prison without walls that you can't leave. You can't leave it. Right. The boundaries are there. You just can see through them.
I've said it before, but we're turning into WALL-E. Remember that Disney movie?
I need to rewatch
WALL-E.
It.
That's what we killed the whole world.
I hated the movie, but that's what we're becoming.
Yeah.
It's floating
change.
Around on our little... You know, chaise lounges with food.
Oh, and, in the ship.
And then Wally's like, what's going on here? But that's what we're becoming.
Okay, I didn't get that far.
All the same. All you gotta fit
dystopian.
In a box.
What's the one where you're inside the
that's
walls?
That's what the Dems want.
And they decide to get on the train secretly and go out to the outside where their farms are.
Give me a minute and I'll tell you.
All those are about the same. Ann Coulter, who's... crazy as a sprayed rose about half
crazy.
The time now. Actually came up right on something. We'll have that on the other side.
Whoa.
Papa B as well. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Make this the year of unbelievable comfort for you and your family with Luke Wire's annual preseason sale. Save 25% off a new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Save big on a high-efficiency Carrier AC and heating system from Luke Wire. Turn to the experts at acbyluquewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit, number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dock fee.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't live without you.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's go out to Papa B before we do the Ann Coulter. We got Donald Trump mentioning 1819news.com on Truth Social.
Well, you just stole everything I had to say. That was
But my delivery was exciting and people were interested in it. You want to go ahead and give me yours?
No.
Go ahead and say how you were saying it.
No,
how did you want to do it?
I don't know. I'm going to think about it.
Okay, you work it up. Let's go to Papa B. He'll be exciting. Papa B, welcome to the program.
Exciting, I don't know. But, you know, certainly something I just got to get off my chest here about one last time. Hopefully, I think it's probably the last time I really want to talk about the stupid trials that Trump is going through.
But, yeah, it was $300-something million now, according to Dingus, the judge in New York City. What was his name again?
Arthur Engoron.
Ignoramus.
Ignoron.
Okay.
Arrogance.
AKA Judge Gilligan. You know.
What a goofball.
He is bad.
He does look like Gilligan. I thought Gilligan has taken up he became a judge later in life after he got out.
Did you know, Papa B, that in his ruling he exercised some portion of the law up there in New York that to be able to appeal his decision, you have to basically put up the amount of money or some huge part of the money or some bond. So it really financially hampers your ability to hamstrings Donald Trump or whoever they use it against. It is a terrible thing.
This guy is out of control, as are so many. But there's one thing. When I see Ann Coulter or Bill Barr do what they do, I start guessing, okay, bribery, extortion, violence, threats of violence, or blackmail. With Ann Coulter, I'm guessing bribery. I think she was just up for the highest bidder. Bill Barr, I think threats of violence, you know. But let me just say this one last thing about, you know, this Fannie Willis trial. You know, her dad got up there the other day, and what a load of thick-sliced imitation baloney he laid out for everybody. This guy is a black activist. He was a Black Panther. And he got up there and said, you know, Fannie can't come home because they spray painted, you know, bad words, the B word and the N word on our home. I washed it off. Do you know that this guy would have had the national press out there had something like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Happened?
Yes. If that had really happened, it would have been, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't give me that baloney. And then he said, you know, I couldn't use my credit card. I had to carry cash because some people wouldn't take my credit card because of the color of my skin.
Oh, my God.
This guy, I'm telling you, had that actually happened, it would be in the history books today. He would have been the new Rosa Parks of that time. You know, we'd still be talking about it, having to endure what suffering he had to go through. I can't tell you. This is a Smollett guy. This guy is a Jesse Smollett on steroids. So I don't buy anything that he had to say. I don't see how he has any kind of credibility at all, but y'all tell me. So.
Nope, anyway, I'm with you. No credibility whatsoever. And you're absolutely right. Those are the things like, you know, what is it they say? Things that didn't happen.
Right. Yes. Just make it up. I had a whole cloth set or thin air. Just grab it and throw it out there.
Whatever. That's right. Because you're right. If it had happened, we would all know it. It's one of the factors in what we call Craig's Law. The things they don't tell you the rest of the answer.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Papa B.
That's exactly right. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. And that brings me to Ann Coulter, who has just kind of been another hemorrhoid for a while. I used to
she
like her.
Looks like
she
a hemorrhoid.
She was snarky. I like the
I used
snarky.
To read her books.
She's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, she just turned on a dime, and you're like, "What? You know, what side are you on?" And I guess she's claiming she's an independent thinker, but she was on with Bill Maher, I think it was, and oh God, what's his
name?
Yeah,
it was somebody random.
Bill Maher, and who was that guy? That's
Van Jones.
Van Jones.
Van Jones.
Yeah, so where is
CNN.
He at? Is that CNN or MSNBC? Yeah. CNN?
Oh, wait.
Which
no,
is
he's
on?
He's, well.
Or maybe they were both on with Bill Maher on
they were on his
HBO
podcast or whatever he does, yeah.
So Ann Coulter, they're talking about some of the Kansas City shootings, I think it was, when it happened. And she says if it were a white male shooting, we'd know. And Maher says, we don't know who did this shooting, the Super Bowl shooting.
What? There are videos everywhere.
Well, I know, but this is early. Okay?
Okay.
And Coulter says, if it were a white man shooting, we'd know. Maher says, you think they're repressing that reporting? She says, they wouldn't tell us about the transgender woman who shut up the Christian school for like a year. San Bernardino out here, remember the crazy terrorist Muslims? That's when I noticed. They're not telling us who it is. It's not a white male. The longer they go without telling you, it's not a white male. Mayor says, we don't officially know, you know. You have superpowers. When common sense becomes superpowers in a liberal world is the final version. This is Ann Coulter finally figuring out what we said is Craig's Law. When there's a school shooting, when there's violence somewhere, you know immediately whether or not they're a right-wing Christian Trump supporter, America First kind of person, because they try their best to say that. And then when they act like they don't know who it was, you know it's not the right-wing Christian American guy.
It's true.
You just know it's not.
It wasn't Kyle Rittenhouse.
Because they would tell you immediately.
We knew that fast.
So for all of Ann's brilliance, I'm glad she's finally figured that out. Mm-hmm. But somebody should tell her. We call it Craig's Law here in Alabama. Because I remember when Craig called one time, it was one of these acts of violence, and he's like, I can tell you who it's not. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not this person. It's not the right-wing Southern Baptist conservative. I'm like, how do you know that? He said, because if it was, they would already have told us, and they would be screaming it from the top of their lungs every day, which goes along with what Papa B said.
Mm-hmm.
If Big Fanny's daddy's story was accurate, they would have blown that completely out of proportion. We would have known all about it. But it didn't happen. And we know it didn't happen because they didn't tell us about it when they had the chance.
True.
So anyway, lots of stuff. Clark's coming up. Miss Love. She got vets on Medicare. A warning, apparently. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February is the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary, and it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways. You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany.
Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs. And it's just so much. I can't really get across to you what how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Feeling a winter chill? Then pack your bags and head to Wind Creek for our Champions of the Caribbean tournament. Simply visit your favorite Wind Creek location for qualifying rounds on Fridays in February. Finalists will travel to our award-winning Caribbean resort, Wind Creek Curaçao, in April for the championship round and a shot at $50,000 cash. Escape to the Caribbean and escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Ridge Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Ridge Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news couldn't be better for a week in February. I tell you, lots of sunshine again today. Well, a little warmer than yesterday with a high around 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight, low 37. Tomorrow's high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday, I think we're in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine. The risk of showers holding off until Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning, but not much. And dry weather returns for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just to come on.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Just for y'all who think we're just chuckleheads.
Dinguses. Dingi.
We're not. Dingi. We're just a bunch of dingi running around. The former U.S. National Security Advisor for Donald Trump, General Michael Flynn, has called the show a couple of different times today. And look, we have regular callers, and we just can't get to him.
We just had to put him on hold, and he had to hang up.
We told him to call back to the other guy's show in the afternoon.
So maybe he'll call Joey's show later on. He's got the number, and we'll see what happens.
He's
he is. He has been on a couple of times. Has he not?
Guys talked to him twice today.
Yeah. They know Sky wouldn't lie to y'all. Well, Sky,
that's right. He called
twice.
Yes, twice. And we'd love to have you on. Anyway. Hopefully he'll call back.
I'm sure he's super busy. He's got lots to do.
I mean, look, having to stay on hold is rough. I mean, he was going to be on hold like 40, 50 seconds. But if he decides to call in, we'll put him on if we have to.
I have some stories from callers that we'll do. Some other time.
Oh, we need to do that.
on a slow day.
No, you should probably write from nationally known callers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've collected a few.
Are there some prima donnas out there?
You could say that, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine that. I mean,
And you know me. I'm always nice and welcoming.
Yes.
And that chewed out.
I don't know. What happens? I guess people start thinking highly of themselves. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. So instead of being excited about it, they're like, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah. Talent's getting a little feisty.
I'm moving as fast as I can, but we're in a break.
Talent's getting a little hoity-toity around here. Let's go to Miss Love, who will be our military national security expert today. Miss Love, welcome to the program.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Miss Love.
I called the doctor's office. They sent me a form to fill out. I want to tell, in the form, it does say they're contractual, meaning with Medicare. So to verify it, I call Medicare, and yes, they are contractual with Medicare.
Okay.
I have Medicare, and I have TRICA for life, so they take what they're supposed to give them. That's a deal they made with Medicare. Now, in this contract, it's asking me to waive my right to sign that I would pay, to understand that them filing my paperwork It's a privilege. It's something they're doing for me. But if Medicare does not cover everything and TRICARE don't pick up the rest, sign that I'm responsible for everything else. Veterans, it's you if you want to do that. I'm refusing to do that. It also goes on to talk about my rights under the Constitution of the United States. In here too, no matter what the United States Constitution say, I'm supposed to say I waive that and I'll pay them. But this is Medicare fault for them allowing the people to do that. I already reported it to Medicare about me.
Just yes, ma'am.
That's for what you sign. Those are our rights we're giving away.
Thank y'all.
Thank you,
Miss Love. Thanks for making people aware. It sounds like vets should be very careful about what they sign.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the government. Right?
Well, look, Miss Love, I know you're gone, but they got to save money somewhere because they're going to start providing health care for the illegal alien invaders and
appointing them to committees.
All you veterans just have to start carrying some of your own cost.
Her name's Kelly Wong.
Yes, Kelly
and
Wong.
Like, it's just so Wong.
San Francisco.
What she's doing is just Wong.
Leave it to Sir Charles to speak up about that. That was pretty fantastic. We'll do that in a second.
Hold on. Did y'all know that President Trump tweeted an 1819? Nope, he didn't tweet it. He truthed an 1819 news article.
Did he really?
How cool is that?
That is
pretty cool.
That's
yeah. Sky,
big
breaking
time.
News.
Big time.
Right what story
there.
Was it?
It was Dale Armstrong's. Dale Armstrong.
Dale Strong.
Dale Strong.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait, now I'm thinking.
Stretch
Armstrong, yeah. It was Dale Strong's op-ed about why we got to get President Trump back in the office and, back in the White House and all that. But how cool.
That is
cool.
So
we can go back and look, yeah.
Our congressmen are just big Trump supporters.
They are right now.
Wow.
During this election cycle.
They're for him.
But I thought that was
against
cool.
him. Oh. Not him, but
and
other people.
Y'all are not going to believe this. I forgot to tell you.
What?
I got an email from Katie Britt.
No, you
didn't. Did you?
I did.
What did it say?
Was it from a staffer or was
and
it from
so
her?
I'm like just scrolling
as a mom,
I'm
as a woman.
Scrolling through and I'm like, you know, checking my email in the morning and it says Katie Britt. I'm like, oh my gosh. She's gonna come on the show.
Yes, finally.
It said, please help me raise money.
I was so excited. Support. And so I click on it. She wanted me to buy a book.
Wow.
No, it was autographed. She wanted me to buy an autographed book.
Really?
But dang it, she's still not coming on.
Well, and to continue the Alabama people doing funny things, not funny things, I have to say, because I wasn't able to say it yesterday, that Robert Aderholt has done something really, really good.
What did he do?
It's actually been 3 days, but he led a letter to call on the Nicaraguans to release the imprisoned pastors of Mountain Gateway Ministry. It was in 1819, but we love to give praise where it is due.
Yes.
And we are very thankful for him. And we have heard from others that he is leading the charge. And we know one of the greatest ways to get a government to do something is to shame them. And officials are doing that, and he is leading the charge.
Good job,
and so we're very thankful for that.
Congressman
Just wanted to
Adderall.
Put that out there.
Yeah, that's good stuff. No, really.
No, that is good.
Did y'all see, we're going to have Clark on the next segment, to be fair to him. There's an article at The Hill. Now, y'all tell me what you think. The opinion says, Trump said he's running against Obama. Stop downplaying his memory lapses. Do you think
I don't think he misspoke at all.
I don't think he did either, no. John Kenneth White, you opinion contributor, you. I would say that he is running against Obama.
Speaking truth.
Agree.
That wasn't a...
The only mistake might be that he's said the truth instead of saying the fake, I'm running against Joe Biden. My more liberal friend, and she's not liberal, but I said, you know, y'all's biggest thing, y'all have to figure out who exactly is running the country. Because y'all know as well as I do, it's not Joe Biden. And that should bother y'all.
And what'd she say?
Who is running? Well, she's not sure who's running it either.
Oh, so she admitted.
Yeah, she kind of knows. I mean, it wasn't a complete admission, but she said, well, yeah, there's clearly something wrong with, you know, Joe Biden. I said, well, then who's running the country?
So is she still going to vote for him?
I don't know.
I mean, or is she going to vote for Nikki Haley when they slide her into that position after she drops out of the Republican race?
Wait. What?
That's just what I'm supposed.
You think they want to move Nikki Haley over to be a Democrat?
I think they want to move Hickey Haley over to
big
be...
Big Mike's not going to let Big Hickey Nikki
I'm just throwing it out there because everybody's throwing out their idea about who's actually going to run in place of Biden. I say it's Nikki Haley.
Surely there are rules
we gotta think of some
for
good.
Candidacy.
Is it Baker's Dozen Haley? Baker's Dozen Nikki?
12 down, one to go.
One to go. Clark will be up next. We'll be back.
Yeah? Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085
or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Listen up real close, because Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31 North in Prattville has it all. Get off on the Pine Level exit and go north on US 31. Lawn and garden supplies and spring right around the corner. Concrete statues that beautifies any property in bird baths, pottery, steel products, grilling and accessories, Big Green Egg, Traeger, Uni, pizza ovens, Ariat workwear, they have it all. Visit them today at Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
You asked, we listened. Froggy Bottom Materials is now offering full-service landscaping and irrigation installation. Do you need landscape renovations or new landscaping for your property? Tired of dragging water hoses all summer to water your lawn? We can help. Let us create your dream landscape and install an automatic sprinkler system. We can solve any drainage issue in your yard. No more dealing with the mud all winter. Call us at 334-215-3704. Schedule an appointment with our professionals. Froggy Bottom, where beauty and functionality are just a call away.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We got to get out to these calls. We got Sam from Pike County, then Clark. Sam, welcome into the program.
Hey, Scott. Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Liberty.
All I can say is real quick, Senator Britt, she was on Joey Clark's show here just only a few days ago.
She gave Joey her book,
okay?
Was it autographed?
And it was autographed.
Wait a minute, and Eddie
was commenting about there was lipstick on the cover.
She went on Joey's show and gave him a book
autograph.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
She offered to sell you a book. What are you complaining about? I mean, Abs and I didn't even get an offer to buy a book.
Yeah, nothing. Y'all didn't get on that.
We're not even on the list.
Email list. Whatever it is.
Listen,
Sam from Pike County.
Yeah.
Hang up on him.
Yeah.
Hang up. You go.
Y'all need to work a little harder. I spend a little more. I think that's what it is. Hey, Sam, that actually made my day.
Thanks for the update. Wait, she came in studio?
Yeah, she was here. She's very nice, actually.
Did Allison she come in as a woman or as a mother or as which one was chair. She? Allison is torqued.
She was nice as she could be to me. So,
was
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she bought right. me off, man. Yeah.
She's actually pretty super cool. Like, if you just talk to her, well, when she's not in front of people, I think she's like a normal person. Yeah. But then
and she didn't
sometimes
bring six
she cries on stage.
Here either, okay?
Let's go to Clark.
I just am beside myself.
Clark, welcome in the program, buddy.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, hey, Clark.
Hello.
So, going back early in the show, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
If the left does not respect the right to life, what rights do you think they're going to respect? Religion, speech, assembly, press, petition, bear arms, ordering troops? Mm-hmm. What are they going to respect? I mean, we already don't respect double jeopardy. We don't have due process.
No.
Excessive bail and fines? Looking at the New York case.
They don't respect keeping the country from being invaded. They don't respect. They don't respect your ability to defend yourself, which is just a flat out. You don't even have to say it's given by God. I mean, every animal on the planet has the right to try to keep from being eaten or killed.
Yes.
That's a really good question. If you don't respect the right to life, what else can you promise me? I mean, that's a pretty big one.
So, you know, that's where we start with them. Now, looking at this Schellenberg thing, and this is going to tie back in. Give me a little bit of a leash here.
Okay.
We know that the CIA was behind Russia collusion. They didn't forward it. They started it. So you have to ask every progressive liberal that you come into contact with, were you duped? Or did you intuitively know that this was BS and you went along with it because it advanced the narrative? Now, if you can ask them that question, you can also ask, are you duped about when life begins? Or do you know as well as we, but it advances the narrative so you're good with killing the unborn? Because that's where we are with this.
Oh, I agree. No, they're not duped. They're not duped. Now, look, there's a certain percentage of the population that is not the brightest. That's just a statistical fact. But they're not duped.
Now, back to Papa B's call. God, the FBI sent how many agents because there was a loop and a pull cord in a garage door at a NASCAR event?
I can't remember. Was it 20 or 40?
I don't know. I'm sure they could have had some FBI agents if something had been written on Fanny of Fanny and the Gigolo's home.
You got that right. I think Fanny and the Gigolo is a new, what do they call that? What's that streaming service? Netflix. I think it's one of the new Obama productions.
It could be the new OnlyFans miniseries.
Just a Gigolo? Will we talk about her now?
Fanny. Oh, thanks, Clark. I appreciate you.
Thank
you. Another thing you can't say anymore is you're out of your cotton-picking mind.
What's that? Why?
Why?
Well, a Trump-endorsed candidate once told a Black Fox News guest that he was out of his cotton-picking mind, and that is bad. We're going to try to be back. See y'all.